9 and verse 8. Then begin the series of mentioning those actions upon which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made dua for the people and had invoked the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. The object of mentioning this is just not to increase our knowledge, but is to motivate us towards action and to make us conscious. When we know the value of an action, then it becomes very easy to carry it out. So when you carry out these actions, you should be conscious that Rasulullah ﷺ has made dua, Rahim Allah, may Allah have mercy for that person. Basically, we had began with those actions that were pertaining to business, buying and selling, fulfilling a right and asking for a right. That person that is very lenient, very soft, very considerate when he's buying, when he's selling, when he's asking for his right, or when he's fulfilling his right, then Rasulullah ﷺ had made dua for him. So we should bear this in mind and try and act upon this hadith. That for this hadith, we will get the dua of Rasulullah ﷺ. Secondly, we had also mentioned that a person that has oppressed somebody, and that other person has a right over him, he goes up to him and asks him for forgiveness before the day of judgment comes. In other words, in this worldly life, if you have hurt the feelings of any person, you go to them and ask them for forgiveness. For this also Rasulullah ﷺ has made dua. The third action that we had mentioned was yesterday, where Rasulullah ﷺ had mentioned that may Allah have mercy on that father that assists his son upon piety and righteous deeds. So we should try and assist our children carrying out righteous deeds and be conscious of this dua. So this is a motivation, an incentive for carrying out this action. Today we find in the hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ mentions words to this effect that may Allah have mercy on that person who says, oh my wife, oh my children, your salat, your prayers, your charity, your fasting, your poor person, your orphan and your neighbors. Person that keeps saying this to his wife and children, may Allah have mercy on that person as well. What is meant here that, oh my wife, and thereafter the hadith continues, that there is hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather them all together in paradise. In other words, he, his wife and children, all of them inshallah, they'll be together with him in paradise. What is meant here is a person is concerned, says, oh my wife, oh my children, your prayer, in other words, carry out your prayer, look after your prayer, guard your prayer, establish your prayer, is concerned about their prayers, is concerned about their fasting, he exhorts them, encourages them, and commands them to fast and carrying out the fast. Your charity, he asks them to give out the charity as well. Otherwise, he encourages them and he motivates them and he tells them and reminds them about the religious duties, fasting, charity, salat, etc. And when the words come, your poor person, your orphan and your neighbors, what is meant here, he tells them, fulfill your rights towards the poor person. In other words, give charity to him. Fulfill your rights to the orphan. Give charity to the orphan. Fulfill your rights to the neighbor. He's constantly reminding his wife and his children about the religious obligations, whether it is the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is the rights of men. So a person who constantly does this, two things are mentioned in this hadith. Rasulullah makes dua, O Allah, have mercy upon that person. And it is hope that he will be gathered with them in paradise. So here we find it is a duty for every person not only to read the salat or give the charity, etc. himself, but also to motivate his wife and to motivate his children as well. One hadith is mentioned, Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyati. Each one of you is a shepherd and each one of you will be questioned regarding his flock. Otherwise you are a shepherd, then the detail follows that the person is رَجُلَ رَعِينَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ. He is a ra'i upon his wife and children, عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ. And similarly, other people are responsible for other things. So we are responsible for our wife and children, not only for this, for the physical needs, etc., but also for the spiritual needs. Then in the Quran, Allah reminds us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُرُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُولُوا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. That, O you who believe, save yourselves and save your families from the fire. وَقُولُوا النَّاسُ, what kind of fire? وَقُولُوا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ, such a fire, the fuel will be human beings and stones. Here Allah Ta'ala mentions how terrifying this fire is, that it will be burned with human beings and with stones. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says that upon it, عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ upon it are appointed angels that are very severe and that are very stern and hard. لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ They are not disobedient to Allah and they are obedient to the command of Allah. Meaning, Allah Pak save us all, that when a person has to get to that fire, there's no escape from there. No power, no strength, no might, no bribery, no flattery can give them any rescue or salvate them from that fire. So here the commentators, when this verse was revealed, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, O Prophet of Allah, to save ourselves from the fire, we understand. We have to carry out the commands of Allah and save ourselves from the prohibitions. But how do we save our family, our children, our wife and children? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned verse to that effect that you should command them to fulfill the orders of Allah and command them to refrain from the prohibitions of Allah, and in this manner they will also be saved. So here in the light of this hadith also we understand there is a duty of the man in the house to command the children and the wife to carry out the deeds that are good and abstain from the prohibitions. And the ulama also mentioned from this hadith, from this Quranic verse, we understand it is the duty of the husband or duty of the father to teach his children and teach his wife the Shari obligations, what is they are supposed to carry out, and also to teach them what is halal and what is haram, not only to teach them and finish, no, but to command them diligently and regularly to see that they establish that. Like we all know, when it comes to worldly affairs and mundane activities, how we are concerned about the child's job, about the child going to work, etc., or the child going to school, we are there, the child doesn't want to go, we do everything possible for him to go. We all know that they have no time to elaborate, sometimes we're giving him some time, sometimes we're threatening him, sometimes with soft words, sometimes with kind words, sometimes with a few kisses. We make sure that the child goes to the school or goes to the job, or we reprimand the child when he doesn't go to the work, etc. More than that, we should reprimand them, guide them, advise them, and see that they carry out the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And most of all, as I say here, one is the command of Allah, and secondly, the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So common, we meet each other, please make dua for me. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making dua for me and you. What dua is it? May Allah have mercy on that person who says, my children, my wife, and reminds them of the religious obligations. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us peace.